For years, I have entrusted my websites and digital media to a company called Lunar Pages. Yeah, I know they've got a strange name, but if you own a business and you have a website, a large or small business, or in between, whatever it is, Lunar Pages is a company you need to know about for reliable, scalable web hosting. Lunar Pages offers business hosting packages. They have all the tools and scripts and support you need to run an efficient and secure business website. They have dedicated IP, SSL certificates. You need that to secure your site transactions if you have e-commerce. And Secure Live is their patented website hack protection service that continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. Now, my favorite thing about Lunar Pages, their support team is right here in the USA. And if you're anything from a blogger to a large enterprise business, I cannot think of a better web hosting solution than Lunar Pages. Look for their button on our sponsors page. Click it, and you'll receive deep discounts exclusive to my listeners. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and I guarantee that, like me, you'll love Lunar Pages. All right, welcome back to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Gonzo Gregg is here with us. Aren't you, Gonzo?
I'm here, yes. Sorry, I was getting a beer.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you bring
it's not
enough?
Too early, is it?
Bring enough to share?
No.
Hey, a couple of big movies coming out this weekend. Are they worth seeing? Manny the Movie Guy is coming up in our next segment of today's PhilHewlettAndFriends.com. But we have things to talk about today, Gonzo. Of course, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
We went over some of the scary things that happened. We went over some of the good things that have happened historically on Friday the 13th. But let's talk about travel superstitions. That's where our travel guy, Gary Warner, comes in. In fact, he's already come in. He's here now. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. All right. Good. You haven't walked under any ladders or been attacked by black cats or anything like that, have you?
I have in the past, but not today. No.
Now, I was racking my brain, Gary, and I could not come up with any travel-related superstitions, but you say there are a handful of them, maybe a bunch of them, right?
There's a bunch of them, actually, and you know, usually they are the superstitions of the people in the country, but as the old saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, so you might want to be at least aware of them.
Okay.
Let's talk about numbers first. You know, Friday the 13th, Friday was... in itself, it's a bad travel day because it's the day that that Jesus died. A lot of these are religious oriented that have kind of lost their religious connotation. And then the 13th is the Judas was the 13th disciple. There are some things that say that the 13th and Friday and everything like that predate Christianity, but you know that's lost in time, as it were. But there's little variations on this that all go back again to the Jesus story, which is in Rome, in Italy.
Yes.
Actually, in all of Italy, you don't travel on Friday the 17th.
The 17th? Why the 17th?
Because in Roman numerals, the 17th is V-I-X-I. And if you pronounce that, it also looks like the word in Latin, vixi.
What does that mean?
Which means unto death.
Uh-oh.
So, and again, that's connected in Italy towards Jesus. And so you don't want to travel on a Friday, and you don't want to travel on the 17th. You don't want to travel on the 17th anytime, really.
Of any month? That's a pain in the ass.
Well, you know, there's you know, usually 30 other months, you know, and things like that. You know, you go to China and four is the number. You'll never find a fourth row in an Air China airplane. You'll never find a fourth floor in a Chinese office building or a hotel. And that is because the word for, which I don't know, in Cantonese sounds like the word for death. So they get rid of all the fours. And in some places, like Macau, there are actually hotels that don't have a fourth floor, don't have a 13th floor. Now, of course, actually, they do have a fourth floor and a 13th floor. They just mark them differently.
Right. But what was the fourth floor for again? What's the problem?
Under Cantonese, the Cantonese word for four sounds like the word for death.
Oh.
So again, like with Vixie, even though Vixie is a number, it, you know, if you make it look like a word, you know. Yeah. We're talking superstitions. This is not all supposed right, to be rational. This is not supposed to be rational stuff. You know, here in the United States, we always say, you know, if you're in entertainment, as you are, Phil, and as I am, sort of, they say break a leg. You know, that sounds like you're saying, you know, something bad to the person.
Yeah,
but really,
hurt yourself.
It is you're sort of pre-cursing them. You know, you're saying break a leg so that they won't break a leg. Well, in Norway, before you travel, they say "tvi tvi," which means, you know, essentially putting a curse on a person. But it's believed that if you, as a friend, put a curse on a person, then no other curses can compile on the person while they are traveling.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Interesting. But, all right. So, but I suspect that some countries, the population is more superstitious than others. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Areas where religion is still very powerful, or traditions are very powerful.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe, certainly out in the countryside, things like that. People they put garlic in their suitcases.
Why would they do that?
It's a way to ward off evil spirits again.
And other people, other passengers.
And other people, right, yeah. unless you're going to Southern Europe and Italy, maybe they say brother or something like that. But, yeah, it's pretty bad.
But, you know, the TSA will take all of that stuff out of there because you're not supposed to transport vegetables across county lines here in the
right,
United States, right?
Right, yeah. You know, but, you know, if you can hide all that stuff, put it in your shaving kit or something like that.
Right, hide the garlic.
Yeah,
what's that
garlic
smell? That's,
or
oh, that's
say
my
it's
shaving
for my blood.
Kit.
It's for my blood. You know, I'm taking garlic for my blood.
I'm from Gilroy. That's
I'm from Gilroy, right. You know, yeah. So if you're going from like, you know, Serbia to Gilroy, I think you would have to like to have like, you know, three cloves because it would be so garlic oriented.
I'm sure there's a direct flight. Yeah.
But also in the East, you go to church even if you're not religious, and you just sit in the church and you meditate. You think about whatever you want with your family. And that's supposed to bond you all together so that when you leave, you're in their care.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, some of them are kind of sweet. Some of them are bizarre, you know. Another one in Ireland, you're not supposed to drive on November the 11th. You can fly.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't actually fly. But what it is you're not supposed to do anything that involves the turning of a wheel on November the 11th because that is St. Martin's Day,
yeah,
who is the patron for the poor, and he was martyred on a wheel. Rather than a cross, they nailed him to a wheel.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to ride him, you know, on those days. But hey, you know, everybody has their thing, and maybe, you know, if you pile all these on, don't travel on the 11th, don't travel on the 13th, don't travel on the 17th. Hey, you know, let's just go after the 17th.
You know, I'll travel on the 13th, and I'll sit in the 17th seat on the plane, and I'll travel with four people. What else could I do? And I'll do all these things on purpose just to break the superstition. What do you
say? Well, not only to break the superstition, but depending on how strong the superstition is, you can always find a rental car on November 11th in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, what I'm saying is that, you know, you kind of counter program and people aren't traveling. So maybe that's the day that the airfares are low.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I think for the Ireland thing, I think it's just another day to stay home and drink. But, you know, that's me. And I'm Irish. So,
yeah.
There's, you know, you don't need an excuse. But, yeah, if you want to, you know, if you want to give an excuse, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, you can. Maybe if you're going to one of these places, you can follow the superstition, and then when you get there, you can tell people about it. And it tells them that you know a little bit about their country or their country's traditions. You know, it's a talking point.
Gotcha, Gary Warner. Always great to hear from you. Be careful out there. You know, you're prone to accidents. And I
am going to stay home and watch television. You know, and that's about it.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Happy travels.
You know, Phil. You take care of yourself. Bye, Greg.
Thanks.
See you.
There he goes. All right. Hey, you know, the past 8 or 10 years in this country, the economy has been in the tank. And people have been having a hard time finding a good paying job. And perhaps you're one of them. And maybe it's time that you learn some new skills. Well, how are you going to do that? It seems like a lot of hassle, a lot of money. Well, that's why I'm telling you now about something called Shaw Academy. Shaw Academy is the world leader in providing online education. They deliver courses in more than 50 countries and in 10 major languages. And every month, Shaw Academy educates more than 35,000 new students. Every month. Photography, financial trading, web development, social media marketing, mobile app development, sports nutrition, graphic design, fast-track business success, and that's just a few of the courses they offer. And because you're listening to my voice right now, you qualify for a discount on tuition of up to 98%. And unlike other online courses, Shaw Academy conducts live, fully interactive lessons all over the world, catering for all time zones and local markets. And recordings of these live sessions are available 24/7. So sign up now for as little as $13. Did you hear that? And look for the Shaw Academy button. It's on our sponsor page. This is how you get involved at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Shaw Academy button and get started learning today. Shaw Academy. Thank you very much. Glad they're out there. All right. I'm Phil. That's Greg. And Greg, continuing on here with some of what we want to talk about today. A whole bunch of TV shows have met their doom.
It's on the 13th. Bum, bum, bum. But yeah, this is cancellation time for all the networks.
Yeah.
So all eyes are on what shows are going to make it back and who is on the bubble. And I guess the biggest news in this department would be from CBS with Supergirl.
Supergirl's dead?
Well, no. it is, but it isn't. It was kind of on the bubble, but what happened was that it was doing actually fairly well for CBS, but CBS apparently doesn't want any shows for anybody under 100 years old. So they're moving Supergirl over to the CW.
where all the people under 100 watched it.
Right, exactly. So it's going to hang out there with a bunch of their other superhero shows that they have. So it'd probably be a really good fit for them and probably do pretty well.
Well, that's what happened to Veronica Mars, right? It got that one got canceled, and then there was such a hue and cry out there in the geek world. And that they brought it back, and it was put on the CW. I don't know if that's where it started, but it had a life of another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think it did very well over there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cancellations from CBS that I was surprised to see, because I thought it was just a quintessential CBS show that would run forever, would be Mike and Molly is done after 6 seasons.
Oh, did you ever watch that?
I not on purpose, but I have seen it.
Is Mike and Molly the that's that dude who used to be on Seinfeld, right? Was he Mike?
No,
it's somebody else.
Right.
I have no idea what that show is, frankly. It's a guy named Mike and some gal named Molly.
Right. It's the two fat people. It's basically the premise of the show. It's the cute fat couple scenario.
Yes, that's right. Everybody loves fat people. And the fact is, the TV producers know that we are actually laughing at fat people. Now, without them coming out and saying it, because that would be wrong.
No, we're laughing with them because they're cute and sweet. And it was a show, I think, that did very well for CBS, but it is wrapped up after 6 seasons.
May I just say, to add to that commentary? If you watch the Discovery or some of these other channels, cable channels, and they've got all these shows about little people and 600-pound people and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
It's just like old-school P.T. Barnum.
Well,
get in line to look at the bearded fat lady.
It's a freak show. I mean, that's what reality television is. It is a freak show. Yeah. It's clearly exploitation when they do that.
But nobody's willing to say, politically incorrectly, that, let's laugh at fat people.
Yeah, no, they put the spin on it to make themselves look good. But we all know what the real underlying purpose is.
Exactly. They know what
exactly
they're doing.
Minded. Yeah.
They're evil.
Television is evil. That's what we've learned today, Phil. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Creepy, scary, moving box. Nah. okay, also from CBS, Good Wife has wrapped up, but I think that was the story arc. I think that was pretty much planned.
She's no longer good.
I guess not. Never watched it. Don't know. And I guess CSI is officially done on CBS with the cancellation of CSI Cyber. After 1 season, which clearly didn't appeal to the CBS audience because...
Why does it come cyber?
Yeah, what so is, the CBS franchise... What is it? Franchise is over. 16 years. So I've got CSI? The notes here, Greg. The original CSI ended last year. CSI New York ended in 2013. And the most ridiculous one, CSI Miami, ended in 2012. They didn't have a CSI Vegas, or am I thinking of another franchise?
It might be another franchise. Yeah, there was a something Vegas. And they tried to bring back... they kind of rebooted Vegas. Remember the 70s show?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Cop show or whatever it
was.
Right. They tried to reboot that, and I don't think that lasted. Yeah. Let's see. Over at ABC, I was kind of bummed the Muppets got canned after one season. It didn't work out, which is kind of a drag. It was kind of a fun reboot of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Agent Carter, which was a fairly decent show if you're kind of a fan of the superhero mythology. That show is out after two seasons.
You know, just a thought occurred to me on the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're with me on this one. It would have lasted longer if there was less Miss Piggy.
I think so. I'm with you on that. I've never been a fan of hers.
Annoying as heck.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
I agree with you. She's obviously essential and central to that cast.
Right. But small doses, please. I mean, as soon as she starts talking, she just... how long can you listen to that? She might be beautiful as far as Muppet babes go, but you know the beauty fades when you have to. It's like a Fran Drescher, you know.
Now don't knock Fran Drescher.
No, she's a pretty lady. I'm sure she's smart as heck and probably funny as heck to have around. But there are going to be days where you just got to turn down that volume somehow.
Well, I'm a huge fan of a lot of Frank Oz's characters, and you know, like especially from childhood, you know, like Grover. Was Frank Oz, and he did so many of the great characters for the Muppets. But she was never one of my favorites, and it always kind of annoyed me that she was such a central character.
Wasn't Frank Oz also Yoda?
Yes. Oh. Yep.
Well, there's an argument to have there if you want to get a couple of beers in you and have a discussion. Now, which is Frank Oz's greatest character of all times?
Well, you'd have to probably go with Yoda just because of the success he's achieved with it. But
yeah, well.
I like Grover's my favorite.
Right. Well, now, does he have a hand in Kermit the Frog? The Frog? Or Kermit D. Frog? What is it? Something like that.
He never did Kermit.
No?
No, that was Jim Henson.
Jim Henson.
I don't know who's operating Kermit. I know remarkably too much about the Muppets. I don't know who operates him now. He was being voiced by his son for a while, but I don't know if that's still the case.
Yeah. All right.
Real quick, we also lost Nashville, which was kind of a surprise. That was a popular show.
Oh, yeah, that looked like a good one. I never watched it, though.
Never watched it?
Never did.
Castle is gone after eight seasons.
Yeah.
And let's see, quickly over at Fox, Grandfather, The Grinder, Border Town, which were all apparently doing well, but they are not well enough to maintain.
Yeah.
And bad news. Uh-oh. I know we were all ready for Seacrest to come back with that ridiculous show where he knocks on your door and gives you stuff.
Yeah.
That is not coming back.
Dead. Seacrest, dead.
Out!
Hey, Gonzo, a couple of big, big movies coming out this weekend, but I don't know if they're worth seeing. Manny the Movie Guy knows. He's coming up in the next segment of today's edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.